Companies should prioritize vulnerable consumers' needs. Advertisers and marketers wield significant influence over consumer behavior, necessitating companies to comprehend the needs of vulnerable consumers and enhance their marketing practices accordingly. Often, the burden of making healthy choices is placed solely on consumers, neglecting the responsibility of companies and regulators to address the needs of vulnerable buyers. Vulnerability is not a fixed state but rather fluctuates continuously. It is imperative to examine consumer vulnerability through an intersectional lens due to its multifaceted nature. Identity elements such as ethnicity, gender, age, and health status play a pivotal role in shaping consumer vulnerability. Vulnerability is essential as it enables individuals to experience emotions like love. Categorizing consumers as either vulnerable or invulnerable is inaccurate, as vulnerability does not equate to weakness and can affect anyone at any time due to life's inevitable hardships. Materialism, advertising, and children's well-being are intricately linked. Children are often seen as particularly susceptible consumers. In 1989, the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child granted children specific rights. Some activists and governments view these rights as requiring adults to shield children from harmful targeting and consumerism, such as promotions for unhealthy foods. Conversely, many advertisers argue that children deserve a place in the commercial realm. Advertising can ignite consumer desires in children, and vulnerable children, such as those from lower socioeconomic backgrounds or facing social exclusion, may internalize the message that owning consumer goods will enhance their acceptance or popularity. Children who face challenges in their family life might resort to compensatory consumption, prompting parents or guardians to purchase material possessions to alleviate their compromised feelings of security and self-worth. Research suggests that children from families experiencing higher levels of conflict tend to display higher levels of materialism and susceptibility to advertising. While materialism and diminished well-being are correlated, it remains unclear whether advertisers exacerbate children's poor well-being or simply appeal to those facing adversities at home. Social marketers can promote healthier habits among teenagers. Adolescents frequently grapple with low self-esteem and self-consciousness, making them highly susceptible to advertising due to their image-conscious nature during this developmental phase. Studies on adolescent consumers often highlight their vulnerabilities, including tendencies towards behaviors such as smoking, sexting, alcohol consumption, internet addiction, drug use, and excessive video gaming. Compared to adults, adolescents are more inclined towards risk-taking, often influenced by a sense of invincibility. They are particularly at risk within online communities that promote topics like pornography, pro-ana, encouragement of anorexia, and suicide, often absorbing information from the internet with greater credulity than older peers. Policymakers and social marketers have an opportunity to bridge the disparity between adolescents' perceptions of risk and those of adults, devising educational initiatives to promote adolescent health and well-being. Social marketers can adopt two approaches, emphasizing the positive aspects of adolescence by encouraging youths to cultivate their strengths through participation in sports teams and clubs, or addressing the darker aspects by exploring the allure of risky behaviors and crafting campaigns aimed at safeguarding adolescents from detrimental impulses. Service providers need to reconsider how they view and cater to older adults. The research initiative Linking Communities by Age UK gathered insights from older individuals and service providers to assess the effectiveness of meeting their requirements. While some older adults expressed contentment with their retirement and the newfound freedom it brought, others voiced apprehensions. Among these concerns, worries about caring for themselves or their partners as health declines with age. The term vulnerable older person lacks significance, as old age itself does not inherently imply vulnerability. It is a natural phase of life, not a condition. Instead, society and marketers should delineate potential vulnerabilities by identifying specific risks, such as the ability to perform tasks independently. The findings of Linking Communities underscore the value of fostering communication between service providers and the older demographic they serve. Currently, the language used to describe older individuals often fails to capture the diverse identities within this group. For instance, being old does not equate to being vulnerable. Many service providers categorize older people as consumers, overlooking the nuanced dynamics of their relationship with those assisting them in later stages of life. Social pressure to spend creates debt, fuels poverty, and fractures communities. Consumers facing debt often borrow excessively for various reasons, such as meeting essential needs, settling existing debts, or indulging in unchecked spending. Rather than adhering to best practices, creditors sometimes worsen this vulnerability by enticing financially precarious individuals to acquire more credit. Those in poverty often lack the resources to access necessary services and goods, hindering their ability to conform to societal expectations. Consequently, they endure social judgment and shame, leading them to accumulate debt to uphold appearances. Marketers categorize consumers as either viable or non-viable, a distinction that many individuals internalize, perpetuating social stigmatization towards those deemed lacking in financial means. Some consumers even feign wealth, masking their true economic status. For instance, in Uganda, people have admitted to sacrificing essential items like food to purchase clothing, makeup, and jewelry to project affluence. Presently, the marketplace often marginalizes the most vulnerable, compelling them to prioritize social acceptance over necessities. A deeper comprehension of consumer shame could foster a marketplace that promotes social cohesion rather than exacerbating societal divisions. Illness and disability may challenge one's sense of self. When individuals encounter health challenges, it deeply impacts their sense of self and autonomy. In instances where accessing necessary services or products is hindered by illness, disease, or disability, individuals begin to question their value, roles, and future. Consequently, their consumption behaviors transform to mirror the uncertainty surrounding their identities. For instance, someone who once identified as a sun enthusiast would face a significant identity shift if diagnosed with melanoma, leading to substantial lifestyle adjustments like sun avoidance. Many individuals report feelings of isolation during health crises, often experiencing embarrassment when acquiring essential support or products. Consumer culture theory posits that individuals express their identities through consumption choices. The items purchased serve as markers of one's identity, shaping subsequent buying decisions. However, in the wake of a health crisis, purchases may fulfill entirely different purposes. For instance, a family's routine grocery shopping may take on new significance after a child's cancer diagnosis, now revolving around supporting the child's health journey. Additionally, individuals grappling with an uncertain future find it challenging to make purchasing decisions due to the lack of clarity regarding their prospects. Individuals with disabilities frequently encounter social exclusion due to barriers in consumer activities. Companies can enhance the shopping experience for this demographic by proactively accommodating and promoting their participation. Further research into effectively serving individuals with disabilities or navigating health crises would greatly benefit these consumers. Religion impacts purchasing and social acceptance in consumer behavior. Religious consumers may perceive brands as insensitive to their religious beliefs, often due to the use of packaging or communications deemed inappropriate within their faith. For instance, the use of religious iconography in advertising may offend members of certain religious communities. There are instances where individuals attempt to hinder the consumption needs of those belonging to religions different from their own. This can be observed in actions such as boycotting businesses that offer halal options, which contributes to perpetuating negative narratives against Islam. The assertion that religion is losing its influence, known as the secularization thesis, is supported by the decline in church attendance in Western countries. However, some advocate for the desecularization thesis, arguing that individuals can maintain religious beliefs without formal affiliation with a religious institution. Understanding the role of religion in consumer behavior and the vulnerabilities it can create is a complex endeavor, necessitating thorough research within the realm of consumption and markets. Religion holds significance not solely due to its perceived impact on the afterlife, but also because it shapes people's conduct in the present. Schools could exemplify future societal goals positively. Social theorists argued during the 1970s that educational institutions were unable to rectify the deficiencies of society, as they reflected the beliefs, priorities, and values prevalent within their respective societies. Significant disparities persist between the educational experiences of students from different socioeconomic backgrounds. Children from impoverished households are more prone to truancy, expulsion, or suspension, as well as concerns about negative attention from teachers and peer bullying. Market influences heavily influence students' lives and classroom dynamics, often leading them to believe that possessing certain consumer items is necessary for full participation in school activities. While education systems are influenced by societal and market pressures, they can implement measures to mitigate the negative effects of these influences. Contemporary schools can enact inclusive policies and budgetary decisions, such as ensuring that uniforms are affordable and implementing payment systems that maintain the anonymity of students receiving free meals. Schools have the potential to serve as positive examples of societal progress by working to combat the stigmatization of children living in poverty. Key points. 1. Companies should understand and address vulnerable consumers' needs in their marketing strategies. 2. Children's susceptibility to advertising and materialism can impact their well-being and family dynamics. 3. Social marketers can play a role in promoting healthier habits among teenagers. 4. Service providers should reconsider how they cater to older adults to avoid stigmatization. 5. Social pressure to spend can exacerbate debt, poverty, and societal divisions. 6. Health challenges can significantly influence individuals' sense of identity and consumption behaviors. 7. Religion influences consumer behavior and perceptions of social acceptance.